This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 4th, 2026. Dodai's $13 million Series A, led by BII and Japanese investors, is set to scale electric motorbikes and battery swapping in Ethiopia, a move that could reshape the country's mobility landscape. This investment is a significant vote of confidence in the potential for electric vehicles to disrupt traditional transport models in Africa. For builders and operators, the key implication is that they must consider the role of alternative modes of transport in their business models and how they can integrate with or compete against these new players. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution, especially in a market where mobility is being redefined? As Rwanda advances 12 youth agritech startups in the AU Challenge, it's clear that young innovators are driving change in the sector. This spotlight on young talent could lead to new solutions and business models that address the unique challenges of African agriculture. For investors, the question is which of these startups will be able to scale and achieve profitability, and what role will they play in shaping the future of agritech on the continent? Yesterday, we talked about overlooked tech markets, and this story highlights the potential for agritech to be a key area of growth and innovation. SmartComply's expansion to the UK, following its joining of the PCI Security Standards Council, is a significant milestone for the Nigerian cybersecurity firm. This move takes African-built compliance technology global and highlights the growing importance of cybersecurity in the payments sector. For builders and operators, the key implication is that they must prioritize compliance and security in their business models and consider how they can leverage global standards to drive growth and expansion. Who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor and at what cost of capital will be a critical question as SmartComply navigates the UK market. Namibia's Bellatrix has launched a $10 million seed fund to back early-stage startups across Southern Africa, a region long starved of seed capital. This fund could provide a much-needed boost to the ecosystem and help to address the scarcity of capital for early-stage companies. For investors, the question is which companies will be able to secure funding and achieve scale, and what role will this fund play in shaping the future of the Southern African startup landscape? Which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital, and what changes when they do, will be another key question in the months ahead. Will be a critical factor in determining the long-term success of this fund. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Tycoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.